first band today released two albums in the early 80s and then vanished for 39 years. From their 2025 LP, Wasp in a Jar, here are The Vapors on The Blurred Crusade.
Everybody singing along. Non-stop radio. Mountain Road.
Mountain Road. 90.1 FM. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. Todd with you, as always, on this Wednesday afternoon. We ended up there with The Jam, The Modern World from 1977 from the LP. This is The Modern World. And then we started the show off with a double shot of The Vapors. We had Nonstop Radio from Wasp in a Jar 2025. And then we had Bunkers from Nuclear Days, their debut in 1980. The Vapors from Guildford, Surrey, England, discovered by The Jam's bassist Bruce Foxton in and around 1978. To date, they have four albums: Nuclear Days, 1980, on United Artists Magnets from 1981, Liberty Records off of Man-Made Soul Together in 2020, and their latest effort, Wasp in a Jar, from 2025 on Universal UK. After the band's initial breakup, the group's leader, David Fented, joined the legal profession in the early 1990s, and then, like I said at the opening, they disappeared for 39 years and then released an album in 2020, and their latest, 2025's Wasp in a Jar.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
That was some party, thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
All right, we have the Buzzcocks on the Blurred Crusade.
control. Making out with screams and sounds of my senses out of control. You don't know where I've been. ACB, I'm back again. Wanna ride the Tempest wind. Got my senses out of control. Senses out of control. Senses out of control. Senses out of control. Just release the no good piece of my senses out of control. You don't know where I've been. ACB, I'm back again. Wanna ride the Tempest wind. Electric charge to blow you in to the arms of raging sin. Wanna ride the Tempest wind. Oh no, got my senses out of control.
all-American hash brown. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey, on CJSF 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
With one of the greatest names in the history of punk rock, Circle Jerks, doing the Black Flag tune. A great track we just heard from the Circle Jerks. Nervous Breakdown from Live at the House of Blues. I think the House of Blues is in Los Angeles. We start off with the Buzzcocks. Oh, by the way, Circle Jerks are at the Commodore September 30th. That's a Tuesday night. I caught them the last time they were in town, and a great show. I'm thinking about September 30th. You never know. We started the set off with the Buzzcocks. Senses Out of Control from 2022's Sonics in the Soul. Surfing on the Net. Depending on which website you're on, the Buzzcocks will be at the Commodore with the Descendants September 13th at the 14th. Although it's somewhat confusing because on some websites they just list the Descendants and other sites they list the Buzzcocks and the Descendants at the Commodore on the 13th and 14th at September in September. So we'll see how that pans out. Then after that we had Adolescence, No Way from Adolescence 1981. And we also had Pennywise, The World from Punk-O-Rama number 7. I don't know what happened to number 6. I only have number 7, but a great little compilation album. Next up, we have Devo. Netflix currently have a great documentary on Devo, the quirky but influential band out of Akron, Ohio. And Devo is up right now here on the Blurred Crusade.